Listening post. The past messages of the firstborn. The last words of the front. The first waves of spring tides. Where night bathes the sun. The words of letters unwritten. The tongue-tied and unread. The hymns of the uncongregated. The unheard song. Unsaid. Tears, weighed down for 100 years, rise up from fallen eyes. Here are the swallows returning, the crops are lifting the sky, and here comes the blood-red sun. She climbs the edge of plight. All light has the power to stun, all darkness stilled in the night. Shadows slant and stretch, seeds split beneath earth. Roots of light seek the eye, the opening iris at birth. And here is the child born. The harvest in bloom, hands hold her to light, to dawn and the falling moon. Light paves away, night waves reveal the breaking new day above dew-soaked fields. We cannot be defined by war, not by fields sown with sorrow, not by the death that befell you, but by the peace that followed. Look, look what has risen from the fallen, above long shadows cast, the light that shines from open minds, the torch held in our past. If you could hear at the listening post, 100 years ahead, and be as you are the missing host, where light and darkness wed, look. Look what was sown by the stars at night across the fields. We are not defined by scars, but by the incredible ability to heal. Here are the past messages of the firstborn, the last words of the front, the first waves of spring tides where night bathes in sun.
Now, I know you always have to get yourself into a headspace when you write a poem, but for this one, how different was it to the usual commissions you have?
What was different about it, about that particular reading as well, is that the poem has been directed by Alan Lane of Slunglow Theatre Company, who are curating the entire festival tomorrow in Heaton Park. So I stood with him for an hour inside Heaton Park, inside the big house in Heaton Park, and he took me through the poem and we talked about the intonation and the tone of it. So there are different moods as the poem sort of swirls along, you know, as if it's actually on the front at the Somme, you know. That's the beautiful thing about having read this in this way, for the first time in this broadcast, because when I did it for television, I didn't use that much intonation. But when it's done live, it will sound similar to the way that I read it for you, you know, and I'm really proud to be able to get the opportunity to do that, in the hope that it has that kind of energy and dynamism and sort of sense of fear, the kind of thing that people are feeling on the front, you know.
And what's great about Heaton Park is that a lot of the families have been involved this time, haven't they? The families of Manchester.
They have, yes, through different parts of the day. The festival's not just the evening, it's the entire day. And so, gosh, I got a sneak preview of the pathway that's being laid, of these little square tiles where people, yeah, they're incredibly beautiful, where people have put their own artworks onto the tiles, which have then been laid into this giant path that leads up to the stage. And you can see in those, each one is an original, you know, and you can see, for example, somebody will say, rest in peace, Uncle Robert, you know, 1914. It's a very beautiful thing to be a part of that. And on Heaton Park is where a lot of the training happened as well for the people from Lancashire in the northwest, who then went on to the Somme. You know, 60,000 died in the first day or were wounded. You know, so to be training here and then to go there and within 24 hours be the dead or wounded mortally in probably, well, it was the biggest battle of the First World War. It all happened in 4 months. Over 1 million people were killed. It was actually an Anglo-French war. It's on French soil, remember? So the French put a lot of their own men in there, and actually actually dictated a lot of the combat, directed, I should say. It was a lesson for all wars, really, you know. So in the poem, Listening Post, I wanted to capture some of the urgency of war.